This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can call us. You can get into the doctor's office and pose your question. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. Write that number down and call us this hour. So, sometimes I am prompted to share with you what I term the duh story of the week or the month. And I'm about to do that. It's stories that just grab me by their sheer obviousness, that it took so long for us to ascertain that they are true. But before we get to that duh story of the week, I'd like to take one of our calls. We, record calls. You can check out drhoffman.com, and on the right side of the homepage on your PC or Mac, there's a little rectangle. If you click on the rectangle, you can record a question, as did Carol. Let's hear from Carol.
Do you have any recommendations for supplements for someone just diagnosed with ALS?
Okay. You know, it's a tough question. First off, I'm going to say that supplements are not a cure for ALS. I'm going to say that unequivocally, because ALS is a very, very challenging disease, and there is no cure for ALS, both on the conventional side nor on the integrative or holistic side. But having worked with some patients with ALS, we can offer them some benefits. We can help them. We can slow the progression of the disorder. We can increase their quality of life through the use of certain supplements. And among these, you know, most, and there's actually research on this. And, you know, some of it's animal research, which may or may not translate well to humans. But there's actually some pretty good research that suggests that very high doses of coenzyme Q10 may be helpful for ALS. And so I would recommend going real high on CoQ10, maybe, you know, 1400 or 1600 of coenzyme Q10 daily. That's a lot. But it, one of the reasons that research sometimes fails is because they use trivial doses. And so, you know, it would not be unwarranted to try high doses of coenzyme Q10 to see if it makes any difference in terms of muscle function, reducing weakness, slowing the progression of the disability associated with ALS. Another nutrient that's actually gotten some attention in ALS research is creatine. Creatine is something which helps to power muscles, and it's used by bodybuilders, and it may help to slow the progression of the disorder. Creatine actually works in the brain as well as in the muscle. And we know that, you know, this is not just a muscular disease. This is a disease of the nerves and the nervous system. There's some research that suggests that high doses of antioxidants may be helpful. And that may be for certain subtypes of ALS. ALS may not be one disorder. It's an umbrella term for several subtypes of ALS, and at least one subtype may be responsive to high-dose antioxidants. So in patients like that, we would give them N-acetylcysteine orally, or liposomal glutathione orally, or even intravenous glutathione, because that's a way to really get high doses into the system. And we might accompany that by other antioxidant nutrients, perhaps high doses of vitamin E and other antioxidants. There's some evidence that maybe some botanicals like pycnogenol could cross the blood-brain barrier and exert some benefits there. Also, EGCG from green tea has been touted as being potentially helpful. So those are some of the things that I might suggest. The other thing that I actually helped one patient with, he was a guy with ALS, and he was already in a wheelchair. He was really quite debilitated, and I checked his testosterone. And no, testosterone, low testosterone, not the cause of ALS, but it's an accompaniment of ALS. And I gave this guy some testosterone, and he felt much better. He felt better mentally. He actually regained some of his strength. It slowed the loss of muscle mass that he was experiencing, because if you don't use it, you lose it. And you have low testosterone, and that's trouble. And muscle mass deteriorates very rapidly in patients who have a nervous system disorder like ALS. And giving him a little bit of testosterone made a difference in the quality of his life. Was it a cure? By no means. And, you know, I don't anybody tells you that they've got a nutritional cure for ALS, you should run in 180 degrees the other direction, because currently there is no cure. Stem cells, I don't know. The research is in its infancy. Could stem cells have potential there? But going to some clinic and injecting stem cells is, you know, frankly, a waste of money and even potentially dangerous. I mean, the dangers may be minimal unless you inject it directly into the spinal cord or into the brain there. I wouldn't recommend it either, unless you do so under very, very strict research protocol at a major university hospital where they're doing research on ALS. And I'm not even sure if they're at the point where they're experimenting on humans to put stem cells back in to affect repair. So there you have it. I mean, it's a challenging condition, and the prognosis, unfortunately, is not good these days for ALS patients. But if you fight a valiant holding action, slow the progression of the disease, more research is coming on stream, there may be a chance that new treatments will offer more hope for ALS patients. Certainly a lot of research dollars being expended on ALS, and eventually they'll come up with some plausible ways of slowing the disease or curing it. That's all I have to say on that subject. All right. The duh story of the week. Drum roll, please. Headline, sugar-sweetened drinks raise risk of diabetes, metabolic syndrome. Who'da thunk? Well, they did a comprehensive review of all the studies out there. And what they concluded is that there is a link between soda and juice consumption and health problems, such as diabetes, high blood pressure, metabolic syndrome, which may be the single biggest pathway to death and disease in the world. And it's about time that they're getting the word out on this. It may even impact levels of beneficial high-density lipoprotein, or HDL, and raise levels of the bad LDL cholesterol. Certainly raises triglycerides. Well, what have we been talking about for the last 20 years? On the same theme as the effects of sugar and refined carbohydrates on likelihood of diabetes and metabolic syndrome. And the problem is that you can't stop eating. All right, got to eat. And you can make choices about what you eat. But when it comes to beverages, your choices matter even more, because there's nothing that says you need a sweetened beverage to survive. What you need is H2O or some variant of H2O that may be flavored and zero calories, preferably not, you know, something like Coke Zero. Maybe, you know, put a little flavor essence into your club soda, you know, a little lime or lemon essence. But basically, you have a need to hydrate. You just don't have a need to put in juice or a sugar-sweetened beverage. That is just extra calories. They're going to boost your likelihood of developing a disease. Duh. That's our duh story of the week. And the word's finally out. Something we suspected for many decades. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. Call us this hour for questions related to medicine or nutrition.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Just an announcement. If you were to be interested in a top-rate university-level education in integrative medicine and nutrition, where would you go? Would you take a course at a university? Would you take an online education course? Well, it could be pricey. How much would you be willing to pay? Thousands of dollars for a whole course curriculum? Or maybe just what you pay for cable, which I guess is at least 75 bucks a month. Well, there is such a comprehensive course. It's available and it's free. And it's the Intelligent Medicine Podcast Series, which I want you to take advantage of because we do a lot of work sourcing some of the top guests in integrative medicine. And we record conversations with them free for downloading at drhoffman.com. Or you can subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite podcast service. And no strings attached, no gimmicks. Just download and listen. You can learn from experts while you do your chores, drive your car, commute to work. And there are literally hundreds of podcasts archived at drhoffman.com. They're there for the downloading free onto your computer or mobile device, and it won't cost you a dime. And you might ask, well, why am I doing this? Well, I'm trying to get the word out to listeners like you about the remarkable benefits of intelligent medicine. That's my mission statement, and by making it free, I'm hoping to engage as many of you as possible in an ongoing learning process. So this program is the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine Experience. It's a live radio program. It's also converted into a podcast. If you miss the show, you can't be here in real time. You can always listen to it on Monday or later in the week at your convenience. So if you haven't already, start checking out our Intelligent Medicine Podcast at drhoffman.com. While you're at it, subscribe for our newsletter and join the thousands of readers who get timely health updates. Again, for free, get an education, courtesy of yours truly. Better your life, better your health. Share the bounty with your family and friends. This really is my mission statement in life. All right. Here's another announcement. You know, one of my favorite nutraceuticals is actually a delicious food. It's extra virgin olive oil. And so often here on Intelligent Medicine, we talk about the health benefits of extra virgin olive oil for the brain, for the heart, just incredible benefits. And you can harness those benefits, but only if you get a fresh, potent product. And I've looked high and low for top products out there. There's so much fraud, so much mislabeling, so much adulteration out there. And I finally stumbled upon the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And it's become my favorite olive oil. It's delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, which is normally $39, for just $1. No obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years, and they are delicious, and they're great in cooking and in salads. And there's so many wonderful ways to utilize olive oil to get it into your diet. This month, we're featuring recipes on our website at drhoffman.com and also posts on Facebook. So take advantage of those recipes. They're absolutely fantastic. And these olive oils are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. They're sure to deliver lots of antioxidants and polyphenols because they're fresh from the harvest, and they're aromatic, which is a signature of their beneficial nutraceutical content. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. So taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer. Get your free $39 bottle for $1. No obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com, which is true in my case. It's my favorite olive oil. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And check out the recipes at drhoffman.com. Okay, this item, and I've sent it to several family members and friends who are fighting the fertility battle. You know, it's too often we wait a long time before we have kids. We want to have careers. We want to wait for that certain someone to come into our life. And by then, especially for some women, it's kind of late, and it's hard for them to get pregnant. And aging is certainly a factor in this. But more and more, we're seeing that the effects of the environment are reducing our fertility potential. It's been shown that men have less lively, active sperm, and women are less likely to conceive. And this side of pesticides and human reproduction, it's a study done by a local doctor, Dr. Philip Landrigan, who is at Mount Sinai Environmental Health. And he talks about the effects of environmental pesticides and herbicides on fertility. And this new study confirms that these things can damage pregnancy. So the pitch is go for organic foods, go for organic produce, and try to get unadulterated sources of meat and fish, because these things can cause injury to human health and can upset fertility. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And as I said earlier, this is another way to get through to us besides calling us live at 877-726-8255 for our weekend program. You can record a question by going to drhoffman.com. There's a little black rectangle on the right side of your homepage on your PC or Mac, and you can click on that and you can record a question, as did Beretta. Hi, Beretta.
What is the best regimen when you're recovering from a round of chemo and radiation?
Okay, Beretta, it's a very complicated question, but I'll try and give you some heads up on that. I personally think that the recovery from chemo and radiation is to a large extent predicated on what supplements you take during chemo and radiation. And I know that's a controversial proposition, because there are a lot of conventional doctors who recommend that patients completely stay away from any supplementation during chemo and radiation. They say, well, we don't know what these things do. They could interfere. And that's true. They can. But there's a science to this, and we can study interactions And some things, yeah, you definitely don't want to take with certain chemos or radiation. And it depends on the chemo, because certain agents will interfere with certain chemo drugs and prevent them from being effective. But at the same time, there's some things that will augment the benefits of the chemo drugs and also shield your body from the adverse effects of chemo. So what are some of the adverse effects of chemo? Well, chemo damages the mitochondria and can cause you to be fatigued. Chemo damages the nerves and can cause you to have painful neuropathy or balance problems after chemotherapy. Chemo can give you chemo brain, because after all, the brain is a nerve. And, of course, chemo can cause mucous membrane problems, mouth sores. It can cause problems in your gastrointestinal tract. It can certainly cause nausea. And it can cause your hair and skin and nails to be affected sometimes for a long time afterwards. There are a lot of strategies that can be used. And I want to be vague here, but I think it's worth more than just casual mention of, you know, take this or that or the other thing to somehow reverse the effects of chemo, because it's a big deal. You can find some of this information in an excellent book by someone who I interview frequently here on Intelligent Medicine. She's our go-to person on supplements for cancer. Her name is Dr. Lise Alschuler. She's nationally recognized as an expert on the subject. And she's written a great book called The Definitive Guide to Cancer. She's also one of the developers of a website called iThrivePlan.com. And there they have extensive resources for people just like you, Beretta, which talk about lifestyle measures that you're going to take, the right kind of supplements to take in the aftermath of chemo. I would say after chemo, it's probably important to take things that augment your immune system, help your immune system recover, because your immune system's knocked down by chemo and radiation. So you may want to take AHCZ, which is a polysaccharide that helps to restore normal immunity. You may want to take higher doses of vitamin C and other nutrients that augment immune response. You have to be a little careful about taking supplements willy-nilly, because if you take everything in the health food store, you might actually provide a growth factor for any residual cancer that's in your body. So I don't recommend that you take high-dose multis. Certain multis may be actually designed to deliver the right type of nutrients specifically that cancer survivors demand without promoting cancer growth. There's a line of supplements that Dr. Alschuler has created specifically for cancer survivors, which address those concerns. It's complicated. We also suggest that many cancer survivors take high-dose melatonin, A, because they have sleep problems, and B, because melatonin has wonderful anti-cancer effects. High dose, a little more than you would take just for jet lag or sleep, which would be 1 to 3 milligrams. You would take 20 milligrams for cancer prevention, particularly for prostate cancer, breast cancer, and certain reproductive cancers. So it gets complicated when we talk about blanket recommendations for cancer survivors. Part of it too is that there's a strong suggestion that adequate levels of vitamin D help increase the chance that many cancer survivors will avoid recurrence. This is the case in many cancers. And of course, diet is important, because we don't want a lot of junk. We don't want a lot of sugar. I recently did a podcast on the subject of the keto diet for cancer. So ketogenic diet is gaining some traction. It's not a panacea for cancer, but there's a lot of evidence that cancer growth can be limited or restricted when you don't consume a lot of refined carbohydrates or sugar. Okay, so check out The Definitive Guide to Cancer by Lise Alschuler. It's spelled Alschuler. I'm going to put in a plug for that book because I use it frequently with patients. And go to iThrivePlan.com for lots of helpful suggestions. And by the way, Dr. Alschuler and her colleague, Carolyn Gazella, host a radio program for cancer survivors. It's called Five to Thrive, and it's on radio, and you can download it probably from a website or from iTunes. There you have it. All right. Thanks very much for that good question. And let's focus now on polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS. PCOS is a condition that affects a very high percentage of women, and it results in weight gain, inability to lose weight, irregular periods, may interfere with fertility. It may cause in some women male pattern baldness, hair loss that resembles the hair loss that occurs in men, as well as excess body hair. In other words, less hair on the head, too much on the body. That is the result of too much in the way of androgens. Androgens like testosterone and DHEA, which women have some of, but in PCOS they have high levels. And in PCOS, what you have is an insulin-resistant situation. And you need to go on a low-carb diet. It will actually help many of the symptoms, certainly help the weight problem. But interestingly, going on a low-carb diet also helps to bring down some of the hormone levels, because high levels of insulin are accompanied by high levels of testosterone and DHEA in PCOS sufferers. So diet is crucial in managing PCOS patients, and it should be a very low-carb diet. So what other supplements seem to be helpful? Well, research shows that quercetin may be helpful. And you may ask, well, how much quercetin do I have to take, like 12, 18 a day? In a study using just 500 milligrams of a common brand of quercetin, in this case, Gero quercetin, what they found is that these women experienced improvements in their waist-to-hip ratio, their testosterone, and their insulin sensitivity. In other words, they had less insulin resistance. So quercetin joins the list of supplements that are helpful. In another study, resveratrol lowered total testosterone and PCOS almost as much as, actually more so, than commonly used therapies, birth control pills, and metformin. Metformin or glucophage is often used in PCOS, and I sometimes use it. But 1,500 milligrams of resveratrol, which is a fairly high dose, was beneficial at lowering total testosterone levels by over 23%. That translates to less hair loss on the head, less body hair, less acne. When these individuals took oral contraceptives for PCOS, they just had a 19% drop in total testosterone. With metformin, they had merely an 8% decrease in total testosterone. So the resveratrol at 1,500 milligrams a day trumped oral contraceptives and testosterone by a long shot. Also, looking at DHEA levels, by the way, too much DHEA can cause excess body hair, like a mustache effect in women, facial hair. When looking at DHEA levels with resveratrol, DHEA dropped by 22%. So this could be part of a helpful protocol. And the most decisive supplement and best studied in PCOS is inositol. Inositol helps to act as an insulin sensitizer in PCOS, and it also lowers testosterone and induces weight loss, increases sex hormone binding globulin, which mops up any free testosterone in our bloodstreams, and it may result in increased progesterone, which is a good thing. In PCOS, it may also help to restore fertility and normal ovulatory activity. There are studies that show an improved pregnancy rate in women with PCOS. So how much inositol do you have to use? a fairly high amount, 4 grams per day of inositol, preferably combined with folic acid. And the best way to take that, you could take a lot of capsules because they're 500 milligram capsules usually, be 8 capsules a day, or you can take the powdered form in a glass of water. It has a somewhat sweet taste, and it's pleasant and easy to take that way. So this is a very, very amenable condition when it comes to nutritional support. Conventional treatments, birth control pills, metformin, only do part of the job to alleviate it. Diet, with the addition of supplements, can take women a lot further down the line in terms of alleviating the symptoms of PCOS and even ensuring fertility, which is a goal for many women. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. One of my favorite things to do is to put to rest myths about nutrition and dieting. And here's one, and it's still promulgated by some nutritionists, which is the notion that if you want to diet, you should graze. You should have small meals throughout the day. Have little snacks. Don't let yourself get hungry, because if you get super hungry, you're going to put on the feed bag and eat too much and gain weight, and then the whole thing is going to go kablooey. So make sure you have some low-calorie snacks available and munch on them throughout the day. Okay. Well, this study is called Temporal Eating Patterns, Associations with Nutrient Intakes, Diet Quality, and Measures of Adiposity, translation, Fatness. Okay, so they studied a whole lot of individuals, nearly 5,000 adults, and they looked at their temporal eating patterns. In other words, when they ate, and they also correlated that to nutrient intakes, diet quality, and adiposity, based on waist circumference, body mass index, central weight status, all the right ways of measuring weight outcomes. And what they found was that a grazing eating pattern was associated with poor diet quality and overweight among women. So and what was the best pattern was what's called a later lunch pattern. In other words, going without for a longer period of time. And yes, some people are going to experience hunger pangs, but it's best to fend them off and eat at regular intervals, because if you don't rest your body from the task of eating food, you'll maintain high levels of insulin throughout the day, and the insulin will hold the fat onto your body and glom it onto the places where you don't want it to go, such as around your waistline. So the snacking paradigm took a hit with this study, and that's not what we recommend at my practice. We no longer recommend that approach to weight loss. All right, this is really a case study in how drug makers try to influence the public to use their drugs, and it's a form of marketing of drugs. Now, one way to market drugs is to use commercials. You know, you flip on the news, the TV, and I guess it must be old, sick people who watch the news, because when I watch network news, which I rarely do, I see so many commercials for drugs for all kinds of diseases. So I guess they figure that people, you know, kids, they don't watch the news anymore. They get their news from Facebook, social media. But people who sit down at a set time, 6:30 at night, they sit down and watch the NBC nightly news, they're old and sick. So how else can you reach the public? Perhaps these are folks who are not watching TV. You can sponsor what are thought to be various patient advocacy groups. In other words, you pick a disease, whether, you know, it's ulcerative colitis, pick, or whether it's Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease, as it is in this case. You do a public service by giving money to a patient advocacy group. And the patient advocacy group does a lot of good work. But by virtue of the fact that you have given a lot of money to that patient advocacy group, they may give positive product placement to one of your expensive drugs. And this is precisely what's happening with a leading advocacy group for Alzheimer's patients. They've stopped accepting funding from a Southern California drug maker following a CNN investigation into the company that sparked a governmental probe. Avanir Pharmaceuticals showed that its drug Nudexta has not been extensively studied among the elderly and may be unnecessary, even unsafe for them. It treats a, you know, I used to see these commercials, like, why are they doing so many commercials on this? Nudexta treats a rare laughing and crying disorder such as pseudobulbar affect. You've seen the commercials for this. Is not approved to treat dementia patients unless they also suffer from PBA. But Avanir's financial success has been heavily reliant. They're like a one-note Charlie. They have this drug, and they're spending a lot advertising it, and they're giving money to a Southern California, to a national organization that is a patient advocacy group for also. So they're now even having the L.A. city attorney launching an investigation at Avanir, examining whether the company broke state or federal laws in the sale, marketing, or prescribing of Nudexta. So Avanir gave the group nearly $200,000 this fiscal year, which is a lot of payola. So, this is a real case study, and this is not an isolated instance of inappropriate influence by the pharmaceutical industry on patient advocacy groups. So beware of what you see. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. And remember that this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and go to drhoffman.com and download our podcast, subscribe to our newsletter, become a more informed listener to intelligent medicine. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.